Blog Hello, Talk how are you Radio. Today?
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're ready for a fun show. We have actually 26 minutes to do this, so I hope you guys are ready. I am. It's 2020. How are you guys doing? Got a lot of you contacting me. We've been asked to do different shows, and those of you know, I am in a strong relationship out here in California. So I say we, but me and my family, Kay and Ryan and all the grandkids and everybody have been working on this. And what we're doing is today we're going to do a fun little show for those of you who remember, it's a Psychics Gone Wild type of show. That's the show we used to do, and this is Psychic Jethro's Radio. So what I do is I get on the phone here, as you're hearing. I am a born with a gift psychic. I drowned as a young age and was revived. And when they brought me back from it, I was able to hear and sense people's guides. So what I like to do as a real good psychic is I like to get permission. All I want is you to give me your full name and your date of birth, and then I will go from there. I do encourage those of you, I know a lot of you have been texting me and writing, I don't remember all that, and I don't want to. You don't ever want your psychic to be clouded. And we're going to talk a few minutes about that. One of the things is you call your psychic and you're so excited, you just speak and tell him all these things, and the psychic is there getting all that download. Well, you want that person. Let the psychic say. I've had some of my best experiences in my 38 years when the psychic gets to talk to the guides, and I'm asking them permission. I'm very gifted. You can check it up there. PsychicJethro.com is the way to find out. I have over 13,000 clients, so I do feel I know a little of it, so I want you to know what I'm doing. What I'm doing is I'm going to offer you a few-minute reading here over the radio. If you call 914-205-5362 and get in, we're going to be giving away some awesome stuff today. We got a big winner. We got a $500 prize going out today. One of you crushed it. One of you got a big one. And we've got people coming in from all over. I want to thank you, Washington, D.C. Thank you for supporting me. I love you up there in Maryland. See you guys coming in. We got Florida, Tampa's coming in. We've got people. If you don't know where I'm reading, go to Psychic Jethro's room. I do encourage all of you. It is a private room to go in there. That's where we pick the people that win the prizes, and that's where we pick some of you on the radio show. We've got Vicky waiting in the aisle. They're asking for Jennifer. We've got people contacting and asking, yes, we want you on there. If you're coming in and you're talking, we want to welcome that. And I say that because and right now I'm going to tease you, we is Psychic Jethro and Party Marty. So we don't do the chat room. We encourage you to go in and talk, but if you go in there, you won't get a reading. You'll be able to talk back and forth and give your answers. Get to psychicjethro.com. Find out the other people that I promote. I do condone only those individuals that I have trained or worked with in a professional setting. So please come in. Just be aware if you are coming in to come in and help other people out in the room, I do encourage you to make sure that I know that, or I won't let you read in there. I am certified, meaning I believe very much, and you have to be real. You have to come in. I have a lot of advisors in my life. I have a really good friend that's a cook, and he gives me the greatest advice on what I should do to feed my Italian lover. She likes to have it in olive oil. She doesn't like butter. She doesn't like margarine. He's taught me a lot of things. But when it comes to this kind of work, I don't have Alfredo help me with this. I do this, and I would encourage those of you coming in that set a recipe in that room, make sure, because I am on it, and I will encourage you and help you to find a place where you can do that, but just not in my room, because I want this. I take pride in this, and this is Psychic Jethro. Those of you know it, my name's on it. So when it comes down, you look at those referrals, those things that come out and people putting on there, I can honestly say each and every one of those is someone that I did speak to personally. I did sit down, and I honestly read. So with that said, we're going into the fun of it today. We're going to talk about a couple of things. We've got a lot of people writing me, and a lot of times this is how you can do it. If you're nervous and you want to get a hold of it, write Dear Jethro at Psychic Jethro's room in a private message, and I will answer those things. I do look at your aura, so you have to give me a picture. I love you, lady with the beautiful Cocker Spaniel, but I can't read your puppy and then tell you about your love life. He loves you, and I think that looks really good and compassionate, and that dog is a very nice, green, positive energy. I feel he has a very beautiful coat, but you see what you're sending me? You've got to send me a picture of your aura. This is one of those things that really makes me go wild. I'm old school. I worked in psychic Sedona, those of you know where that is, and we got people texting. I do encourage you to go on to this site so you can get in. If you hear other things happening, it's getting wild because we're starting to raise the energy now. And those of you who are listening know this is Jethro. Yes, I do talk real quick. And if those of you who are a little worried this is a rated R show, I'm not going to candy coat you. I'm not going to slap sugar on your neck and tell you you're sweet as honey. You may be sweet as honey, but right now we're doing a real honest reading. So what I need to get your permission. And that means you give me your name, you give me your date of birth, and then we go with it. And the reasoning, as I was saying there, you guys love to have these readings. You want me to be accurate. That's the thing I take really pride in. And I've got some people here that are contacting already. Tara and Mia want to come in together. Can we do our reading together? We've been in love for years. We live in L.A., and I just can't wait, Jethro. I've heard so many good things about you. You lived down here years ago, and my friend Sarah says that you are a good psychic. You make us laugh, and you make us have fun. Please, come on in. What I'm reading here and I'm going through is that Psychic Jethro's room. Those of you contacting, go in there. It's technical. Do we have videos? Yeah, we got videos. I'll be doing phone ones later for those of you who are interested in Psychic Jethro's classes. Those are in Psychic Jethro's room, too. I can read you over the phone. I can read you through anything. I just can't read, as I said, the one who just sent me the really adorable cat. I love that cat picture, too. But there again, if I read your animal, I'm not reading yours. And if you have personal questions, if you email me, my email readings are an amount, and I have you send a couple pictures. In fairness to me, I get quite a few. So loving you. Keep on coming. We got more people coming in the room, and we're gathering a little bit more. Just hang on, you guys, on the phone. We're going to get to some readings here. We have to announce out Deb Ogburn. You have won the amethyst necklace, and we're looking here. We have caught it down. They said that they need to get your physical snail mail so we can get that mailed out to you. It's always private. Private message me there at Psychic Jethro's room, and let's get that necklace out to you. It's a nice one. It's a beautiful one, and there'll be pictures of it today in Psychic Jethro's room of the prizes that people have won. We have asked me and Party Marty today to have all of you guys get ready. He's excited here, so if you hear my little Shih Tzu getting excited, he's my party dog that was a rescue from Florida, and he's here all wound up and ready to help with the energy. He's always been very gifted, and of course, he's here beside me, and I love the fact of all of you guys that are calling in. Jethro, I need to ask a personal question of you. Looking at my picture here, can you tell me what exactly is happening with me? I can do this, and I love the confidentiality, and we're going to go with this, Miss. We'll just call you Miss Z because of your last name here, and personally you said it was a little confidential. I hope that's okay. That's the way we'll go with it over the radio, that I can read you. You are actually going through the metaphorizing of what is happening here in 2020. Your kundalini has raised to a vibration, and you're having shaky things go. Yes, I always tell you to go to a doctor if you have physical things, but this is a spiritual thing too. I would advise, from what I'm seeing here in the energy, that you are working with someone with a little bit of knowledge here with arthritis or something. I see pains and negative things around your joints, and I see you sitting there sad and a little forlorn in the energy behind it. You've got a beautiful smile, and I'm just being very honest with you. I want to correct what you had wrote here earlier. I'll read this. Let me go with it. You've got yourself in a situation where you're verbally have not said all of the things that you're intending to do. Your blue chakra here is very down, and it makes me very sad. I feel emotion when I read this that there's someone you need to speak with. I'm getting a male. I see a male with a very strong, looks to me like a maybe round, shiny, positive face. I say shiny as in his skin has got a real positive shine to it, a sheen, and I feel that you have not spoke to him. This is not a lover. This is a family member. You know what I'm, yes. And then you're correct. You also are going through another situation of making sure that you are able to hear and work with whatever you're going through at this time of year, because what also is experiencing your love and relationship is that you're making sure that you're handling that karma. This man has been in your life for quite a few years. Make that contact. Say the things you really feel, and then go with the fact of keep it dabble do. Have you ever heard that? You know what they're telling me? That means it's a little dab is to call, talk a few minutes, ask the person, take what they say, and let go. I have a very spiritual advice for those of you who are contacting. With this time of year, you cannot give a whole bunch to someone. You've got to give it in pieces. Remember the old expression, how do you take an elephant? You take an elephant one bite at a time. You can't take the whole elephant. If you set it down on your table, it's way too much. But if you take a piece at a time in 2020, you'll feel a good result. Those of you continuing to call and get in, we're going to grab those phones. We're going to leave today. We're going to have a small little show because it didn't give me my full hour. Blog Talk, I've got your number. So I will be contacting back today. We'll be having another show for those of you coming in. We've got a lot of you going. Let's turn around and go into grabbing those phones. Let's do what I do and love to do. Let's greet a person. This is Jethro, and you are?
Vicky.
Hello? Hi, Vicky. Vicky. Thank you for calling in. Oh, we love you. Can you hear me okay, Vicky?
Yes.
I've got a lot of energy here, and I thank you so much for such a quick time to call in and ask, you know, for a reading. I need to get permission. Do you mind giving me your full birth name and then your date of birth?
Vicky Diane Webster. My birthday is November 1st, 1961.
Vicky, I'm seeing love is forefront with you. I feel your heart's broken. I'm feeling two things at one time here with you with love. I feel that you're adjusting to having to be the responsible person for I feel there's a part of you trying to find the best in people but not getting the best out of them is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that this year, which is the progression part, this is the coming up. I feel that this year for you is going to be a major shift here in February. I do see you've done the work. I feel that you've got yourself set, but I feel that you're healing on something here that's going to Is there a man connected to you right now, or was there a man connected to you that is still in transition?
Right, someone I'm with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that? Is that all right? I feel that's where we need to go with it. I feel that's where the working and what you've put forth is. My tummy hurts a little bit here. I'm a little concerned that I feel like your person maybe not getting what they need to do or how they're supposed to do it. There's something emotional connected to your man.
Mm-hmm.
And the guides are telling me that February is going to be a time strength in you two working and handling things together and being able to get what you need to have happen. And that is you have some really hard times. I feel like you need – I'm not trying to be ornery, but, Vicky, I feel like it's time for people to start financially, physically helping with you. You keep giving out, and it's not coming back like it should.
Yeah.
And now I got to, can I ask his first name? Is it okay to get his permission to read him too?
Warren.
I feel like he got himself put in or done something. Something's happened to him that's not easily remedied or not. It's not, you just can't put a stamp on it and say, here he is, ta-da. It's got something to do with his own development, something where he is, I feel he loves you, but I feel he's not maybe coming through or help and trying to get it through. And I feel like he's been put down or pressured. Something's happened to him that put him on a spot that's not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they tell me that you're I feel like what's going to happen is you're having to take the load. Are you working more? Are you taking on? I feel like I keep seeing extra things coming to you where you have to make the living.
No.
Okay. No, it's not the living. And what I feel it's you're taking on. I feel like you're helping him clear up things that has happened for him.
Kind of. Yeah.
I apologize to you. He's a little physical for me. And those of you listening in, this is how we do it because I'm doing it through the phone. The reason I'm talking with her like this is that what I'm asking, I'm showing, is what I keep feeling is my stomach. I got to be honest. When I read your man, I feel like physically it's emotional. It hurts. It feels like there's something physical that's happened. Has Warren went through some health or is it you?
Has what?
Like a health situation, something that's gone on where one of you is not physically healthy where you're supposed to be.
Well, only one of us are, but you know, but he won't go to a doctor.
That's what I'm getting at, and I understand that, and that is you know his responsibility with his own physical body. That's what I feel. They're telling me February we've got to get it in. I understand he won't. I'm not crazy about it myself, but you know my mom always joked about if you have to get the vet and he'll give you the remedy, then get to somebody because what we've got happening is that there's something going on physically for him that's not healthy for his body.
Uh-huh.
That's and I see you like strong girl. You got your cape on. You're like I'm helping my man. I got you like you're like up there. And I apologize to those of you teasing me because I've got a little bit of an accent today. I've been all day talking with friends of mine from the south, and I do pick it up. And I just that's how I go. What I feel with you and I love with your relationship is they're like she's got him. She's loving him. She's helping him. Mm-hmm. And I do see some better things coming here in February. I saw, what I see is that I saw financially you doing and helping something over here to get him to calm it down. Because I see he looks like a really strong Ferrari. He's going so quick and he's not doing it. They're trying to warn him. You got to stop and check the oil, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
I feel. And have you got any questions for me? I got to go a quick minute. We got so many. Vicky, is there something I can help you with that you called specifically? This is what I'm feeling. What else is there? A question?
No. Yeah. Warren is my ex-husband. Yeah, we've been divorced and remarried. He asked me to remarry him. So what do you see with that, Jethro?
Oh my goodness. I feel you got this man. I want to laugh at him. And in spite of everything, you two have beat it with love. And I'm very impressed because I see like people throwing hail at you and stuff and all these things. And you going, oh no, baby, no, no. And I saw you just putting your foot firmly down and saying, you know, this. And what I see is I see it getting better in February. I also see some things he's not going to like it, but I see his pulling him into the garage and looking under the hood. And they just keep talking to him like a vehicle, which I got to laugh. I have him read everybody different, and I got to tease this man because I feel like I'm now a mechanic. I want to hand him some W-40 and say something's squeaking in there, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now you see what happens when you get away. And those of you taking, they're all laughing. They're going, oh my gosh, Jethro, what is you doing? I'm reading him, and that's what I'm feeling. And what I saw is I saw this really beautiful side of you being able to be. He brings out the lady side of you, and I'm not trying to be ornery, but most people see you and they're a little nervous because you've had to learn to fight your ground. You don't like a fight, but you ain't going to stand back and let people do things. And I feel that he's bringing that part out of you. Now we got to get him to go. And they said it's a simple. Actually, I feel like some esophagus and some other physical things, and you know. He's going to have to moderate a little bit. I don't see you pulling, you know, I'm going to tease him a little bit. But I wonder with the mechanic because I'm getting all this stuff. And those of you know, I don't do mechanics. It's not safe to have Jethro under your hood. But what's adorable is that they're telling me you're going to find something that can work with him, a good tonic, something that they do. And it looks like a simple little bit of aloe vera, avocado, things that are really good for the system to heal the body and to get him back. I see some headbutting. I see you two going at it, and you're like, don't you tell me. And he's going, I'm going to tell you. And you're like, then I'm going to tell you. And you two are better with each other because you both have fire. They're showing me other people looking over the fence, and Warren, don't have anything to worry about, Vicky. You're very strong, and you and I know, but I do see you've got other people kind of hoping this don't go because they'd like to take you out for a day. That's the funny thing with him is he gets off in his own thing and he forgets to do this other thing, like take care of him and do it. He's not a bad man. He's going through. And I saw you two. You asked how it's going to go. I feel you two working it out, handling some other struggles, and become even more developed with each other. And they joke because they said, you know, the thing that's going to win with him is the fact that he's got to let you drive like more. And that's funny. They won't leave these cars alone. Every time I go to see it, they're going, let you do a little more of the driving and the deciding and him setting over and handling something. He's got something he didn't. It hurts him that happened. And he's got to understand that he can't heal everybody. There's something going on with him that something went on quite a while back, and he's got something in there hurting him.
Yeah.
I know metaphysically I use everything. I also tell you I would do a little bit of it, and you were one of the winners today. I want to congratulate you. You've won an amethyst necklace and a piece of kyanite, which I need your physical address, send it to my member. And Vicky, congratulations. Okay. Can I ask you what state you live in?
Oklahoma,
you guys see, now we got a new flavor of steak coming in. Oklahoma won today. We thank you, Vicky, because you'll be winning that from Psychic Jethro. Just send me that physical. We'll send it to you in the mail. The kyanite, I'll send you directions on how to help with that, because those you may have to lay hands on this man. I know you love it, and you're going to have to touch him and put a little bit of that black kyanite on the side of that, and it will heal some of that energy. It will release that energy in there so that he can go. Somebody did something to this guy and threw something, and we need to get that out of there so he quits being crabby. I got to tease him. We need to calm him down a little bit. I feel it in there. You know, I love you. Thank you for calling me. You're on the minutes. I hope I helped you. Thank you for calling me. Please, you know, like me on Psychic Jethro. Come back and say hey. And if you get a chance, go on Google and tell everyone that I am real just because I've got a wacky name. I was a big baby. Can't help it. Love you.
Love you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Welcome. All of you guys calling in here. We got some other individuals calling in. We're trying to get some more on. I got all of you on Facebook. Jethro, I can't get in. Well, you know what? You got to call the phone number, 914-205-5362, and we'll get to you. I've got a couple other informations here. Privately in Texas, I am sick and tired of my neighbor. I understand what you're saying, and I can tell you I'm sick and tired in Texas. There is nothing going on. I can physically look at this man's energy, and I can tell you from what you sent me from this recent picture of the two of you, your neighbor is just getting your goat. She's really checking and flirting and going through things with you so that she can handle some of the other relationships that you've got. Those of you that are in the chat room, we've got a chat room open. We've got Stu in there, United Kingdom friend and family. Go in there and talk to him. Get together. We're working this out. We're getting the glitches out. So those of you that are connected today to this, please make sure you call the phone number for a reading, 914-205-5362. I got another one here. Sella is wanting to know what's going to happen to her career now that her boss was fired. I'm looking here and I'm seeing your pictures of it, and obviously the names have been changed. Stella is not her physical name. For those of you who are texting me right now, you keep asking me who's who. What we're doing is we're helping other people. Come on in. And Stella, I can look at your picture here and I can see you have two developments that are going to happen in your career. I see a sign with an A-N-T, it's anti, that I feel is going to be the choice that's going to happen. I do see you leaving the career you're at. I see you, someone walking in and handing you too much work. I see this, like all these papers, and I see you very frustrated, and I see you going out the door. I don't see you giving a notice. I see that's coming. What I'm seeing here with your picture, they're telling me. And I see the Sadist Texas. I see you going. I see the Lone Star, and I see you there. And I, from what I'm looking here and seeing on your picture, I don't feel that you're going to be at this job very long. I'm very sorry for you that this person has let go. But I do feel the boss was helping with this. And looking at the reading of it, I see a lot of green energy here that is healing. You've got your time. There's a song. They're going to miss me when I'm gone. They're going to miss me when I'm gone is what I'm hearing. For those of you who do that, you know that angel work will work with you in the music of it. So, Stella, that's what I'm seeing. We've only got 1 to 2 minutes. So all of you guys that are contacting, please come back, contact again. We will be doing this a little later on for those of you who didn't get in. I got 314-304-5, 315. I got 928-284. And 307, all of you guys calling in, we love you. Don't you forget us. 970, you know I love you. And I'm glad I didn't get to all of you, but we will get to you. We're working this out. We're testing this out. And thank you, Vicky, for giving us that opportunity to read you today over the air. Let us know, those of you in there. We've got to the last few minutes of it. The $500 winner and the winner of the readings, the jewelry, the stones, is Alex in Washington, D.C. Way to go, girl. Woo-woo, we got you. You got it, and you're the one that gets to be the winner, and we will be notifying that in there. For those of you who haven't seen, she won, and she got it. And so what we'll be handling, for those of you who have not had a chance to look in and make sure, is this will be the next episode of Living in the Realm, Psychic's Gone Wild, Psychic Jethro right here. I have some other people asking me. I do encourage you to go and do your own projects, things out. At this point in time, I have guests and friends helping. If you'd like to contact me on Facebook. I do work with that. I encourage healers and other individuals to work with it. I do have my own group, so I have to really promote the fact of who I have done this with. If I have worked with you and I have been I've done things with you, you know, please feel encouraged. But if I've only read you over the show or I've talked with you, let me get with you and work out where we do that, because we want people to know. I very much want to make sure they're getting the best of. This was Living in the Realm with Psychic Jethro. Thank you so much. We'll be back in short time for those of you in. Contact me at Psychic Jethro's Room if you have any questions. Debbie, definitely send me your address. And Vicky, the winner, and Alex, we love you three. And we'll be giving more prizes away on the next show.